Welcome, everybody. Shema 9:15. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're trying to finish off some in Reish Tes, mistakes in Brachos, the after Brachos. I just want to talk a minute about last year we spoke about the Bar Nefashos, and if somebody mixed up, we said Lafid Mishabura, it was no good. According to Rav Moshe, it was good. But there's one thing I just wanted to mention, something we spoke about when we learned Bar Nefashos. It's important to keep in mind that if somebody has a suffix, right? In other words, the bottom line is not to walk away from the table with no after bracha. If somebody has a suffix, so he brings down to the Sefer Yisrael Halachos and what we quoted last week, last year, in Ois Vav, Simen Reish Zayin, actually. Simen Reish Zayin is the Simen that talks about Bar Nefashos, Ois Vav. He says, let's say somebody, he brings in an example. So let's say somebody ate apple pie, right? And, or cherry pie, whatever the case is, and they don't know if they ate. So we said to make ala michya, right? I eat some sort of a pie, just an example, it could be with anything. I have to make sure that I ate a kazayas of the zonos pot, a kazayas of the dough pot, right, under a 4-minute period. Otherwise, it's not gonna, otherwise I have to make a bar nefashos, right? Because assuming that I ate the apples with the crust and everything together, so I ate a kazayas under a 4-minute period together. But the question is, did I eat a kazayas of the dough pot? So if I ate a kazayas of the dough pot, so fine, so then it's ala michya. But if I didn't, so then we need to burn a fashas. In other words, you don't walk away from the table with nothing. But now let's say I'm a supik, I don't know, right? So we said last year, okay, what about if it was a vadai, I ate a good piece of cake, right, and I have to make ala michya, so I may burn a fashas instead. So that was where we had the whole question. But now let's say somebody is misupik, what do they say? In other words, I eat this apple pie and I'm not sure. Good, I know I make ala michya if I ate enough of the dough, right? I ate under 4-minute period because I of the dough, but I don't know. I didn't keep track. I didn't keep track how much I ate, which I do. But did I eat a kazayas of the apples with the crust with everything together? A kazayas of that under 4-minute period? Yeah, that I did. But I don't know if I had enough of the dough. Or the dough is thin, let's say thinner, and it's, I don't know if I had enough. I don't know if I ate enough. I don't know if I didn't keep track of the time. Be it as it may, bottom line is, but lemaisa, so one should make at least a bar nefashos in that case. So that's what he says. Again, in Reish Zayin, he says that yesh oimrim dechol shechayev, and he's quoting from the Shal Shuvas Divrei Yoel, others. It was Madaik from the Elio Rabbah, that She'ein Kan Chashash Bracha Levatola. This is not a Bracha Levatola. Kevon Shechayev. So you'll say, well, maybe it's a Bracha Levatola. Maybe I don't have to make a Bar Nefashos. No. Kevon Shechayev Belav Hachi Levarach Bar Nefashos. At least that much you have to make for sure. Right? Uikala Alocha Kedivrei, whatever. So he says, V'yesh Emim Dechol Shechayev Bevadai Levarach Bar Nefashos. A regular kazayas I ate of the whole thing with the cake and the apples. Again, we're just giving an example. It could be with anything. It could be with any type of mixture. But be it as it may, so I ate the chol shechayev bevadai with levarach bar nefashos. Kegon she'ochel kazayis mi dover sheberchos bar nefashos. Chay gav nekuli alma moedu devshe lifter es sfeikosai berchos. Bar nefashos, right? So the bottom line is that's what he says. If you ever have a sofik, did I eat or not? Did I not eat or not? In other words, you don't say, well, I don't know if I have to make a bar nefashos because I don't know. Maybe it's really ala michya. So I can't make ala michya because that's a sofik brachas lahakal. I don't know if I ate enough. So I'll make nothing. No, you can't make nothing. So you make at least. So that's what he says, to make at least kuli alma moida the efshe lifter es fekosai, in such a case whereby somebody has such a suffix, to make at least a bar nefashos in those instances. The same thing with somebody's drinking, like we spoke about last time, wine, right? You're saying it's partial wine, partial water, it's mixed and mixed, I don't know if I drank enough, excuse me. I don't know if I drank enough for a al hagefen, I'm not sure. Because it's watered down, maybe I did drink enough. I did so, but I drank enough under a 4-minute period. I drank enough in two sips or whatever it is in a revius, right? In the right amount of time of the whole thing. So at least the bar nefashos, at least that much one could make. And to the extent that we saw Ramosh, we read last year from Ramosh from the Tshuva. want to say if somebody, how far he goes, that even somebody doesn't have a sitter. I don't know it by heart, my alamichi, and I don't have a sitter, and I just, good, so I'll walk away and finish. I can't make alamichi, I don't know it. I thought I had a sitter, I didn't have, whatever. A person should not eat on that sad, you know, to say, well, I'll make a burn version, that's it. But they should definitely not do that. But if they got stuck, that's what we're saying. That's what Moshe said. If somebody got stuck, it's at least burn a fush, it's at least that much. There are those who would say, says Rav Moshe, at least that much to make a burn of flesh. It's not, in other words, point is not to walk away from the table with no after bracha at all. So that's an important thing I just wanted to talk out to keep in mind. Okay, I just want to finish off because I want to hopefully next share Bezrus Hashem will start with the back to the halachas of Amen. So the Sefer Halachas back to our Simon Reish Tes finishes off. Ta'u Beirach in Islam and Gimel. Main gimel b'makam burn afashis. So let's say you flip it the other way, right? If you make a burn afashis instead of alamichia, so we spoke last year. What about if I make an alamichia instead of burn afashis? Lo yotze. No, that's not going to help you. What is it? I drank a coffee, I'll make alamichia, it's not going to help me. Right? So we said that's not going to help. Tol Beirach, main gimel b'makam burn afashis is lo yotze. Right, so but imke berach al ho'eitz, unless somebody made ach bracha achas mein shalish, they made al ho'eitz on fruits from a tree. So then we spoke about that would be okay. Oyafilu al peiros ha'aretz is yotza, aval al shar devarim is loy yotza. So we went into that a little bit previously. Okay, so we went a little bit into that in the previous year. I don't want to get into that too much. If somebody somebody ate, let's say, apples we spoke about, and they put it into the... you're supposed to make a bar in the fashis, but if you make a bar pre eight, we'll cover both. In other words, just real quickly to read from the Mechaber, Reish Ches, we spoke about him, Ochal Peris, Meshivas Aminim, somebody's eating a fruit from the Shivas Aminim, Ochal Tapuchim, and they also ate apples, Ein Sarach Levarach, Ala Tapuchim, you don't have to make then a burn of Fosha separately, Shagam Heim Bechlal Berich Salawaits, that's part of the Alawaits, Shagam Heim Prihem, but, Aval Im Ochal Tapuchim, if you ate apples, Veshosa Yain, and you drank wine, then it won't help you. So in other words, the Sarach Levarach burn of Fosha, then you have to make a burn of Fosha, Ala Tapuchim on the apples. It's a separate thing. But again, if somebody mixed up, there's various ways of looking at it. We're not going to get into all that right now. And one last thing which we've been talking about, how we started the whole thing of the mistakes, is if somebody made a bracha achas mein shalish, obviously you have to say the correct thing. We said in general, if you said the wrong thing, you would not be yoitza, in general. Just real quickly to finish off with the Oitz Sefer Oitz Halachas, Beresut Me'in Gimel in Oislam Medalad, V'ta V'hisker Ba Min Shaloi Achal, and you said the wrong thing, Kagoyim Achal Mazonis, he ate cake, V'hisker Al HaGefen, and you said Al HaGefen, you made a bracha of Al HaGefen, Lo Yotze, it's not going to help you, that's no good. Okay, you have to say it again. We spoke about if you catch yourself, right? So we went through all that. But if you said it, then he said al gefen on your cake, it's not going to help you. Al imkein ochal anavan, unless you ate grapes for hisker al gefen. If you ate grapes and you made a al hagefen on wine, or achal tamarim, or you ate dates, we spoke about, right? Vehisker al amichya, and you made a al amichya oy al ha'etz, or you made a al ha'etz. Or you drank wine, but his kerala waits. So those cases, but the evid would be okay. So that's what we spoke about. In those cases, would be okay again, but the evid again. The somebody ate grapes and they made a al hagefen again. They forgot, or they ate tamarim v'hisker al amichya, right? Because we said even by benching that would help. Or yaloeitz, or they made an aloeitz because be it as it may, the dates is it's a fruit, right? Or shosayayin, or they drank wine v'hisker al aloeitz also. So those cases again, b'di eved would be fine. So that's basically the end of the story. Again, just ending off, like he said, like we mentioned way back in the beginning. So he finishes off the Sefer Yitzhar Lachas, like we said, V'chol Linin Shata, every time, all these various cases we spoke about, if somebody made these mistakes, Afal Pisha B'diyevid, is Yatza, even though after the fact, the cases whereby we said one is Yitzha, after the fact, B'brach Sheberach, by Fanuel, you still make sure, one should make sure, to as much as possible, if they're able to fix it with Teichadeg Dibor and the various different ways we spoke about. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Bracha Kol Tov.